So happy it's Monday. Welcome. ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. Usually coming to you on Thursdays, doing one last special Monday episode. Hope everybody enjoys it.
Limited edition, right?
Limited edition. Very, very limited. In studio with us today, Jacqueline Isaac. She is an estate planning attorney with Stevens & Isaac, over 30 years of experience right here in Del Mar. Jacqueline, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Ryan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Her focus is on estate plans that cover living trusts, asset protection, special needs, elder law, incapacity, and probate. She's received multiple awards for her pro bono work and has been featured on TV, NBC, KUSI, Fox, and other newspapers here throughout Southern California. Very blessed to have you with us.
Thank you.
Also, Jason Gordon.
Yes, sir.
Jason Gordon is a residential mortgage specialist with AmeriFirst Financial right here in Carmel Valley.
Yes, great to be back on ESPN Radio.
Repeat offender. And Jason Gordon, you have a veritable cornucopia of alphabet soup behind your name here. CMPS, CDPE, CMC, and NMLS.
Yes.
That's very highly qualified.
Mm-hmm.
What is a CMPS?
Certified Mortgage Planning Specialist.
And CDPE?
Certified Distressed Property Expert.
CMC?
Certified Mortgage Coach.
Mortgage Coach?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, what do you know? And NMLS?
That is the Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System, which all of us have to have on all of our disclosures nowadays.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly well qualified.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. So before we get into it too far, what's today's rate, Jason?
You know how much I love quoting rates to you. I'm going to give you a range because my compliance people have made sure I do not say an actual rate, but right now we're in the mid to high threes for 30-year fixed mortgages, assuming good credit, 20% down payment, and good cash flow.
Excellent.
That's up from a couple weeks ago, isn't it? A little up, a high of maybe 2.25%. Of what it was a couple weeks ago?
I thought you said the rate was 0.25%. No, never got that low. We did see a bit of a spike over the last 2 weeks. Today's actually been a very good day. When I came in the station today, we had a 55 basis point improvement from where we opened. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. But we had about a good 2 week run where things kind of spiked up a little bit on us.
So if I have an interest rate of what, do I need to start thinking about a refinance?
If you're in a 30-year fixed and you're looking at long-term to hold that loan, I'd say anything in the low to mid fours would be a good time to speak with me.
Low to mid fours is time to start talking about a refi.
Definitely, or at least considering it.
Considering. Good enough. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. If you have a rate above low to mid fours, it's time to start thinking about a refinance. One more time, 888-551-2593. Ahead of us today, the five major myths and misconceptions about trusts, as well as we'll find out if a will is enough to protect you from probate. And Jason Gordon is going to talk to us about FHA loans and the upcoming changes, not necessarily pro-consumer changes.
Very anti-consumer.
Very anti-consumer.
You might want to listen to these. Yes.
Okay. As well as asset depletion loans. Kind of a way of creating, large liquid assets, utilizing them to create cash flow when you're qualifying.
Definitely.
So that'll be ahead of us later today. Sure. Well, let's start with myths and misconceptions.
Thank you, Ryan. Now, growing up, you hear about your grandmother's will. You also hear about that billionaire when you're watching that movie that distributes all his estate to his child through a will. But we need to know what these misconceptions are. Are these truths? Are they realities or are they myths? So I would like to address the five misconceptions that we all fall into throughout our years. So the first myth is that executing a trust agreement is sufficient to keep all your assets out of probate. I see this all the time with my clients before they come to me. They go to a trust mill, you know, an online database, a generic type trust, and they think all they need to do is draft the document, sign it away, get it notarized, and we're finished. However, that's just step one. Let me explain that a trust is empty unless it's funded. Step one is to create the actual contract that says, I am a trustor, I am a trustee, and I want my assets to go to my child or whoever the beneficiary is going to be. However, if I don't do step two, then that trust is useless. So you're probably wondering, what is step two?
Sure.
You take these assets, each asset that's in your individual name, and you transfer it and fund it into the trust. An example is when you go to the bank to open up a bank account. You fill out an application, you sign the documents, but you still have an empty bank account until you put the money in. So you can't go the next day and say, I want to withdraw $1 million if you never put it in. Same concept with the trust. It's empty until funded.
You mentioned avoiding probate. Perhaps you should speak a little bit as to why we want to avoid probate.
Absolutely. A lot of people are wondering, what is probate? Why not just wait?
Better.
Why not just wait? Because a lot of people don't want to address what happens when we die. So let me talk to you about the negatives of probate. Probate is a court proceeding. And right now with the economic budget crisis in San Diego, for example, a probate proceeding could be about a year and a half. Okay? So your asset, when you pass away, if it's in your individual name, it gets locked up into probate court. It doesn't get released and it does not go to your child's name until that probate proceeding is completed.
Which could be a year and a half.
A year and a half, absolutely.
And
with the economic crisis, I mean, I've seen in Los Angeles, for example, courts are closing down. So the more courts that are closing down, the more we're going to merge these cases and it's just going to take longer and longer. So it's a very long proceeding to get your assets released. And under California law, probate is very expensive. The California statutory law says that an attorney can take up to 4% of the first $100,000 of your all of your estate and all of your assets, 3% of the next $100,000, 2% of the next $800,000, and 1% of the next $9 million. Now, the personal representative that's also going to be appointed for the estate is going to take that same cut. So as you can see, that doesn't include probate fees. It doesn't include accounting fees, appraisal fees. All this is very expensive. And if you're the child and you cannot afford to pay all this, the judge can order a probate sale to make sure that these fees are covered. So all of a sudden, your family home that's been around for 30 years could end up getting sold because you couldn't cut it.
Isn't that where, when you're in the courtroom, someone can actually bid on the house while you're there?
You know, if the judge does make a decision that there will be a probate sale, yes, absolutely, a bidding begins. We try to avoid it. You know, if a child can pay and cover all these costs, then great. But otherwise, that's the only way that the attorneys, the courts, and everyone's going to get paid.
So I can certainly see the value of avoiding probate, a year and a half, plus a lot of extra fees, and perhaps some judge that's now involved that maybe you don't need to be.
It's a family matter. Your estate, your assets, it's something that should always remain private. Why put it in the state's hands? Why put it in the court's hands?
It sounds really complicated to go
through.
It's
very, very complex. I had a client of mine that tried to do a probate proceeding on his own, and his uncle had passed away. So he tried to go through probate. Meanwhile, the next heir in line passed away, and we ended up in double probate. Oh. Which took years. So you can see how complex it can be. Now, if you have a business, I want to just make it clear that your information in probate is public information. So if you have a business, the competitors can get grasp of some of that business information. Why allow those competitors to know your business secrets?
Doesn't make any sense at all.
So myth one, it sounds like simply having a trust, not enough.
Not
You're
enough.
Creating the actual contract.
You have to put stuff into the trust, such as a bank account, you'd have to put money into it.
Exactly. And at our law office, we have over 30 years of experience. So we spend the time to literally analyze every single asset and decide how it should be transferred into the trust. We take you step by step to make sure everything is complete by the time you leave our office.
And so you would create the trust and also fund the trust, if you will.
Exactly. If we can fund it ourselves, like with a property, for example, we create the deeds and we do all the documentation necessary to get that property funded. There are some things that we need to guide you in, but you're going to have to sign. But we guide you through the whole process from A to Z.
We're on with Jacqueline Isaac here with Stevens and Isaac here in Del Mar. The website is jacquelineisaac.com. That's JacquelineIsaac.com. JacquelineIsaac.com. The number 888-551-2593. That's the helpline. Or call directly at 858-792-0919.
You know, I'd say one of the things that's concerning me when I look at property all the time and I look at the tax records is I see that less than half of the properties that we deal with are in a trust, and it makes no sense at all. In fact, I see a lot of times when people are refinancing and they're not putting that property back in the trust, which is basically what you were talking about, they have to take the property out of the trust to refinance it. A lot of times, once the deal is closed, they don't actually go back and you know, put it back in like it should be, so that, you know, I mean, you create a trust so that you're protected, but if the property is not back in the trust, are you seeing that, Gordon?
Absolutely.
Yes, I am. Yeah, you know, the nutshell is that banks do not want to lend to an entity. They want to lend to a person, a breathing human being that can actually pay them back, that they can go after in court if they don't pay them back. So we as an industry do require that the lender lend to an actual person as a borrower, and the vesting of the home does match the borrower. So we actually will pull a home out of a trust, lend to the person or persons, and then ideally put it back in the trust. And I think that's where the disconnect has been in some of your experiences.
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, the lenders, the escrow companies, title companies, they are not attorneys. And a lot of times we're in a culture that tries to veer away from that type of liability. And so being able to actually execute a document that removes your name as trustee and puts that property into your individual name, they'll do what is necessary to get the lender approved and to get this money funded. But at the end of the day, they won't take that next step. And so it's very important, if you've refinanced your home, to contact an estate planning attorney to have them take a look at that property and to make sure that it gets put back into the trust.
I agree.
And you're willing to do that for free?
Absolutely.
Anybody needs a consultation with you? Free part of it's part of the package.
It's necessary. I've seen it so many times where a client does everything to create the trust, but he never or she never funds a new property. And you need to make sure it's taken care of or it will go through probate.
Well, we only made it through one myth. When we come back, we're going to hit myth, hopefully, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and talk about asset depletion loans as well as the changes to FHA, all ahead of us when we come back.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Would you like a free copy of your real credit report? Hi, Mr. Credit here. For the first time in the history of credit reporting, you can get a truly free credit report with all three bureaus and all three scores, a complete mortgage credit report with no surprises. You sign into a free account, so it's 100% secure as well. Call 888-888-0154 or go to freemrcreditreport.com today. That's 888-888-0154 or freemrcreditreport.com to get your free credit report right now. Just click on the apply button in the top right corner of the page, freemrcreditreport.com. That's freemrcreditreport.com. Estate Planner.com. Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture. And you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do not be alarmed, but I am on the roof of your car right now. I just found out Little Caesars has hot and ready pizza and wings, which means I don't have to call ahead or wait. Sorry I had to get you involved, but I needed a ride. It's only $6 for hot and ready Caesar wings and $5 for a large hot and ready pepperoni pizza. If I'm not on the roof when you get there, I've fallen off, but do not come looking for me. Just go in and enjoy the wings and pizza. Thanks.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations, plus tax.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
You know that feeling. 2:30 in the afternoon, a lot to do, and you've hit the wall. You're tired and groggy. But you gotta get stuff done. So take a 5-hour energy. Just open it up, knock it back, and roll up your sleeves. 5-hour energy is faster and easier than coffee. And man, does it work. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get stuff done. A lot of stuff. 5-hour energy. When you gotta get stuff done. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Welcome back. 1700 AM ESPN. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. With us here in studio, Jacqueline Isaac.
Thank you.
With Stevens and Isaac here in Del Mar, 30 years of experience. She's an estate planning attorney, as well as Jason Gordon, residential mortgage specialist with AmeriFirst. Thanks for joining us, both of you.
It's my pleasure.
Before the break, we were talking about myths and misconceptions about trust, and we only got through one of them. So we're going to jump right back into number two.
A lot to learn. Number two. Okay, a lot of people create trust for the wrong reasons. And many times they go into those trust mills and they create the trust because they think it's going to protect them and protect their assets. So let's get it clear today. The absolute truth is that if you go to a trust mill and you try to create a generic cookie cutter type trust, most likely it's not going to protect your assets. However, at our law office and estate attorneys that are truly experienced, that have had the years behind them, they can spend the time to put techniques and mechanisms to protect your assets from creditor judgments, from bankruptcy and from divorce, even from health costs if you need, you know, catastrophic health, long-term care. And that's a major issue that we see a lot throughout Southern California.
Well, that's really interesting. So you can create a trust that is protected from divorce and issues that may arise in your life.
Exactly. You know, years ago, we had an interesting case. Person passed away. 5 children were left over.
Whew.
Yeah, a lot of children. Big family. But unfortunately, 3 of the children had major issues. One of the children was going through a bankruptcy. The next child was going through a creditor judgment. There was a proceeding going on. And the third one was going through a bad divorce. When the inheritance came to them, they counted those shares in their assets. So what happened was that the judge declared that share of inheritance as part of their assets.
All of a sudden, they had a lot more money because of the inheritance than they had before.
Exactly. So at our law office, what we did is we created a very specialized technique. We place protective inheritance trust provisions in our trusts. What this does is it makes the inheritance upon condition that the child or beneficiary is free of that creditor judgment, bankruptcy, or divorce. Now, let's say that the child doesn't have any money and they're going through that bankruptcy, okay? Who's going to take care of them? I mean, they need their father's inheritance or their mother's inheritance to get them through the next years. Well, what happens is the protective inheritance trust provisions give a trustee the power to give them just enough for their education, maintenance, health, and support until the judgment is cleared. Once we know that the judgment's cleared and we're safe, the remainder goes into their name. So now all of the assets that our parents worked hard for are going to be protected, even under those conditions that are unexpected.
So this is like a big timeout. You're about to get an inheritance. It's stopping everything so you can really take a look at what's going on right now so that when this money comes your way, that it doesn't just disappear because of the situation you find yourself
in. Yeah, we wouldn't think that there's a bad time to come into money.
Right.
But you just highlighted a couple instances when it is.
Exactly.
And
exactly
you can add provisions to the trust to prevent that from happening.
Absolutely. And there's also catastrophic health type planning that we create at our law firm where you don't know what's going to happen in a few years. If you're an elderly client and you think to yourself, you know, maybe something, I know we have a family history of stroke, for example. If something, God forbid, happens to my husband or to me, I want to make sure that all this money isn't wasted in healthcare. Well, we can also create special mechanisms to protect those assets and to do the right transfers prior to those incidences that can take place. You never know what can happen.
Well, it seems like that should be part of every trust.
Absolutely, but it's not, unfortunately. And that's why you need to find the right attorney and do the